put him in dresses. Claire was deep in conversation with her sister Karen, who had a rather unconventional suggestion that left Claire both puzzled and intrigued. Karen urged her to put her husband Mark in dresses, insisting it was the only way to deal with his infidelity. She recounted her own painful experience from 2 years prior, when she stumbled upon her husband Mike in bed with a 14-year-old schoolgirl. That shocking discovery prompted a drastic decision. Rather than confronting Mike with the police or simply throwing him out, Karen had chosen a unique method of punishment. Every Saturday, she transformed him into a little girl named Molly, complete with dresses and the affectionate title of Mummy. Claire couldn't believe what she was hearing. The image of Mike in a dress was beyond her imagination, and she asked Karen how she had managed to convince him to comply. Karen explained that the alternative facing the police was enough to persuade Mike to don the frilly outfits. It had worked. He had remained faithful ever since. Now, with Claire's own husband straying with his secretary, Amy, Karen suggested that she try the same approach. But where would I get the clothes? Claire wondered aloud. Karen had a solution. She offered to send some of Molly's old dresses, assuring Claire that they were the right size for Mark. Claire hesitated, but agreed to think about it, promising to call Karen the following week. A week later, Claire was excited to receive the clothes, which had arrived while Mark was at work. She marveled at the adorable pink dress adorned with a delicate floral pattern, and couldn't help but reminisce about how sweet Mike had looked in a similar outfit. Karen chimed in, recalling the struggles she had faced to find dresses in Molly's size, but the effort had clearly paid off. Claire was thrilled as she examined the collection, including a short red and white gingham dress that required Mike to shave his legs before wearing it. They shared fond memories of their childhood, with Claire reminiscing about her own school uniform and how pretty she had looked back then. Yet the conversation turned serious as Claire expressed concerns about the frilly white lace panties and full-length petticoat that were part of the ensemble. Karen reminded her that humiliation was precisely the point. After all, Claire had discovered Mark's betrayal, and it was time for him to understand the consequences. He would have to wear everything dresses, socks, shoes, and even a wig. It was non-negotiable. Claire acknowledged that while Mark would certainly look cute, she was still unsure how to get him to wear the outfits. Karen advised her to be firm. If Mark didn't comply, she could threaten to kick him out, making it clear that he would have to pay alimony. It was a power play, and Karen assured her that Mark would come around quickly. After all, it was just one day a week. The following week, Claire called Karen again, eager to share the results of her experiment. She had indeed managed to get Mark into a dress, and he now went by the name Mary. Initially resistant to the idea, Mark had quickly relented when faced with the alternative. Claire felt a mix of triumph and sympathy. After all, it was his infidelity that had led to this punishment. She had even taken photos of him in the pink dress and the petticoat, hoping they would capture the moment perfectly. Karen was excited to hear about Claire's success and asked if she had kept Mark in the dress all day. Claire confirmed that she had, even insisting he cancel his usual Saturday golf game with friends. When Mark protested, she had cleverly told him to either call off the game or play in his dress. He had opted for the former, but Claire couldn't help but feel a twinge of pity as she recalled the moment she had asked him to lift his dress to check his petticoat and panties. As Mark reluctantly complied, Claire noticed the contrast between his embarrassment and a flicker of something else in his expression. There was a brief moment when she caught sight of a bulge in his undies, suggesting that perhaps he was enjoying the experience more than he would admit. Claire confided in Karen that she suspected Mark might secretly like wearing the dresses, even if he didn't acknowledge it. She promised to share more details in their next conversation, leaving Karen eager to hear how things would unfold. The power dynamic had shifted, and Claire was beginning to feel in control, a feeling she hadn't experienced for a long time. 2 weeks had passed since Claire had ventured into this unexpected chapter of her life, and she found herself on the phone with Karen again. Karen expressed her appreciation for the photos Claire had sent, and Claire apologized for the delay in getting them developed. As they discussed the images, Karen couldn't help but gush over how adorable Mark looked in the gingham dress. Claire agreed, noting how well the shoes and socks fit. But it was the photo of Mark in the school uniform that truly captured her heart. The way she styled his wig into bunches made him look simply irresistible. Karen teased Claire, saying it was hard to believe that the sweet figure in the photos was her husband. Claire felt a swell of pride as she shared that Mark had been surprisingly compliant since the first time she dressed him as Mary. She wondered how long she should continue this experiment, noting the changes in Mark. He had become more attentive and pleasant, and according to gossip, he had stopped pursuing bimbos in the office. Perhaps it was time to let him be himself again, to return to his weekend golf outings. "Oh no," Karen insisted. "You mustn't stop now that you've got him in your power. I bet he secretly enjoys dressing as Mary. Once you've gotten a man into dresses, there's no turning back." Claire felt a mix of curiosity and apprehension. She asked if Mike was still in dresses, and Karen confirmed that he was, adding that Claire should take things further with Mark. She suggested that it was time for stage two, where Mark would have to dress as Mary all weekend long, from Friday evening until Monday morning. But Karen didn't stop there. She recommended buying outfits for someone a bit older, complete with shorter skirts, high heels, and even some makeup. "I'll certainly think about it," Claire replied, her mind racing with the possibilities. 2 weeks later, Claire felt a surge of excitement as she prepared to share her progress with Karen. She explained that after their last conversation, she had told Mark he would have to dress as a girl all weekend. Surprisingly, instead of being upset, he seemed eager, almost impatient for the weekend to arrive. Claire noted that he didn't even murmur a protest. While shopping on a Wednesday, Claire stumbled upon a delightful black miniskirt that sparked her creativity. Though she felt she might be too old to wear something so daring, she knew Mark would love it. On impulse, she bought the miniskirt along with a denim counterpart and a cream blouse. The shopping spree didn't stop there. She also selected black sandals with 4-inch stiletto heels, a waist nipper for the perfect silhouette, a lace-trimmed bra, breast forms, and some cosmetics that would enhance his features without being over the top. To top it all off, she picked out a baby doll nightie for sleep and a black basque with matching stockings and suspenders.